bag is infinite. There's only stuff coming out of this bag. Maybe we can start sharing?
Yep. Should we start from maybe the group of Peter and... because he needs to leave in half an hour.
Ah, yeah. Okay, let's do that.
Yes, so the scenario we chose is about the ether path. I will read it. Oh, yeah. Your institute works with online ether paths. They are a great open source collective note-taking infrastructure. Sorry, this is on page 4. You want to start collaborating with blind people. I noticed that they are not accessible for folks accessing technology with screen readers. Nice. So that is our scenario. And we try to answer all of the tactical strategies. For the equal rights, our first step was to first contact other cultural organizations and also other blind communities who would be interested in the space. One, for help, as they might already have solutions, and two, to just also spread general awareness because other partners might have similar issues. And then two, if there's not already available solution, we will fix it together. Yeah.
Including the blind community? Like, so it's eight part using communities, but also people who use screen readers, right?
Yes, exactly. Okay, and then for the revolutionary tactics, we thought to, is this for the forking or to create a completely new software? Oh yeah, okay. So for the revolutionary step, we thought to create a totally new note-taking platform that would be compatible with screen reading.
Yeah. Oh, this is the revolutionary.
This is new tech, new slash hammer. I feel like we have a supremacist route, but I feel like it's a little bit shaky. Do you want to?
Should I end with that? Because it's like the.
Sure, we can.
We have a lot of stuff, but maybe we were put off by the term supremacism.
I think all of us.
So maybe we go for the separatist.
So the separatist is like essentially having a parallel ether path. So we still use the same ether path, another like blind friendly ether path.
Yeah. So we would propose forking. Different versions.
Yeah, exactly. Like the example with the two constant like web interfaces. So, nice.
What would you call it? If it's in a separatist, cannot say ether.
The tool.
Etherpad.
And we could also have an Elo pad.
That's right.
Elo
pad.
Oh no.
I mean, in the idea of separatism, it probably be also an Elo pad. Mm. But it might be the separatist move to buy them all and commercialize it.
The white pad.
The differential.
The differential, I guess, was just like more practical stuff. So thinking about how we could crowdfund for potential improvements for both the screen readers and the etherpad.
Crowdfund, or maybe?
Crowdfunding for improvements for both the etherpad and the screen readers.
Where did that go?
The screen readers. What about the screen?
Was it separate? Well, somewhere along the line in one of the strategies, we realized that we should also contest, analyze the problem.
Oh,
like
yes.
To see if the claimed problem that Etherpad is inaccessible by screen readers,
yeah.
That maybe the problem is the screen reader and not the Etherpad. So we would,
yeah.
At least in the,
yeah.
For sure in the differential,
yeah.
Also plea for
yeah.
Setting up a working group around
mm.
the screen reader and see if we can analyze what is the screen reader and how we can
yeah.
improve that. No?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because I think, yeah, perhaps the screen reader should be more universal rather than the Etherpad.
But it has a bit mm-hmm. of a separatist connotation.
Oh, yeah, that too. That's mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. And then the the supremism route? I don't know. I I'm not sure if we should shame ourselves into
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Or perhaps, yeah, we can have this collective strive for improving these technologies, and if we don't, for people who don't, we shame them into joining our
right.
collective.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think we had I mean, not that we identify with it, but if we would have to go through that, we do have a strategy, right?
Oh, the Pepsi one?
Oh.
Or, yeah. Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
First would be to claim to be diversity supreme. No?
Yeah.
Like we're better than the rest, so we ethically.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And then to write a manifesto,
which
mm-hmm. imposes mm-hmm. certain ideas for sure.
Yeah.
It's not
mm-hmm.
asking for anything, but
mm-hmm.
we're going
yeah.
for the demanding that all paths should be screen reader friendly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got stuck completely in this is really not our approach.
Yeah.
And then it was a very good idea because we came up with examples of mainly cola companies, like Coca-Cola and PepsiCo-Cola, seem to be very good in these kind of strategies. So our final conclusion is we should hire their marketeer.
Are you referencing the Kylie Jenner thing? There is this ad from, is it Pepsi or Coca-Cola?
Pepsi.
It's a demonstration, but it was starting to become like a riot between police and the people at the demonstration.
Pepsi.
And then out of nowhere comes Kylie, is it Kylie Jenner?
Yeah, yeah.
Kylie Jenner, like, you know, the model or whatever, and she's like, here is a Pepsi to the police.
Oh no.
And this is how she solved the.
Oh.
And then all violence disappears.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Pepsi and it's all good.
Okay.
Should we watch it?
No.
Maybe later.
Yeah.
It's part of culture.
It's part of culture. Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
A model.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's
it? Loving citizens who are acting out of our investment.
We've
got to explain that this is actually an institutionalized, normalized.
I'll
check the definition before I want to.
But based on
what
we said so far, like, where do you think the law should lie? Like, is it a law around Etherpads or laws around like blind accessibility? To all technologies that public organizations use, or I don't know where the law would.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the laws. So
yeah.
If they don't come with some funding body that can like be like, there is a law, but there's also funding so that you can support the work, then that makes no sense.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
You want to say something, Kirsten? Because I think there is a lot.
No, I was a bit, not that old. Yeah. Another.
I'm looking at a thread on accessibility of 2013 on screen readers and Etherpad. But it's very long conversation.
Who else was here?
The thread is closed.
Yeah.
Should we go next? Okay.
So, Iman and me is already on the pad. So yeah, we wrote directly there. It's already on the pad, so you don't need to take notes. It's on line 31. So, the situation we chose was when starting an event, everyone speaks about how they visited their family for a recent holiday. You are estranged from your family and spend the day alone. So, this was the situation. Equal rights. We advocate to the city and different funding bodies to provide a means so different spaces can be kept open during different holiday moments. Moreover, inside our institution. Inside our institution, when there is a public holiday that involves some familial gatherings, we look out for events, public or not, things to do together or not, that are happening in the city, to share them during meeting or via specific email. We don't target one specific individual, but we share this as general information in solidarity with those who might not have good family ties and might end up spending the day alone or isolated. The revolutionary, yeah, you're right, sorry. We find a communal way of living together, like a farm. In the beginning, Iman was like, are you sure about this?
I'm gonna do it.
I had in my head that it was like, you know, the typical house, and I'm like, yeah, but then it's another family with your coworkers.
I
think at the end
she was quite enthusiastic.
But when she talked about the farm and nature, I was like, okay, yeah.
So
we
found a communal way of living together, we share all the means of care, we open the boundaries of our families in which care becomes a collectivized practice. There is no such thing as nuclear family, where you have parents and kids and such, but we can all take different roles depending on needs and wishes. We can throw out all the, between parentheses, because there was a little discussion, only Western or not, calendar structure, no more Mother's Days or Christmas, controversial, and we invent our own calendar of festivities.
Maybe I want the other ones to balance the... Unless there are comments.
No.
So you all agree?
We agree that this is revolutionary, indeed. We don't agree that we do it. And by the way, we remember that some time ago I dreamt about it, that we were buying a house with Constanta. So I don't know, there's something
happening.
I dreamt about this as a pensioner.
What did you say about the calendar?
No, it sounds like French Revolution.
The calendar. Oh, wow. We didn't think about that.
Because they instituted a new calendar to get rid of the Christian
stuff.
That's something that comes with revolution.
You invent a new
calendar.
Like the thing that's related, Ascension, related to Christian calendar. And over there, it's all they also have day off, but it's not related to the Christian calendar.
I didn't know.
So the rainy month. The foggy month.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know.
Brumaire.
Is it a good thing? No.
A what?
Is it a good thing?
Good.
There's a pretense of the state being neutral.
Mm. Ah, no, then
that's
no. Sorry. okay, the next one. Supremacy. We organize collective readings around the book Abolish Family by Sophie Lewis. We criticize the privilege that is inherently in the classical family nucleus, which provides a lot of benefits and glory in current society.
It is very romanticized as a safe, dreamy thing that people strive for. It is seen as a positive achievement, and people with no kids always have to justify why they don't have kids, for example, and so on.
Yeah, it's more a theoretical approach. Mm.
Mm. And so you're installing another supremacy that is not the family, but something else. Not the nuclear family.
Yeah, I guess. But I didn't, the supremacy tactic, I didn't
we
need
had a bit of
like
difficulties there.
Yeah, yeah.
It was
placing
we
a supremacy
yeah.
with another
yeah.
supremacy.
Yeah.
But just
yeah.
being
yeah.
aware of the supremacy that
mm-hmm.
had
yeah.
in the social fabric
yeah.
in a way, and trying to find ways to
mm-hmm.
Make it visible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why this is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We struggled a bit there,
yeah.
I have to say. It was not super clear. Yeah.
Separatism. We decide to add in our working rules a new point. We cannot speak about families during collective meetings and events. Differential. We decide to get in touch with other organizations and institutions and see if you...
Oh, if we, sorry, I don't know you.
If we can build a network of hosting peers. We look into how the city could provide more welcoming events and spaces for people who are alone. And we also try to be more aware on everyone's family situations and adjust to certain modes of working when needed. The last point is more like what the institution can do for the workers.
Mm.
Voilà.
That's it.
Mm. Nice.
Nice. Very coherent.
Mm. Yeah.
We have a plan.
We have a plan.
Do you want to go next?
I have a timeline.
You can go next.
So we looked at the scenarios that Constant has to deal with sometimes. Also, we decided to take the following. Your institution has decided to ensure that there's always the chance to have captions turned on for all video calls. This supports access for neurodivergence, deaf, and anyone learning the spoken language of these calls. You look around at what's currently on offer from various softwares and notice there are no open source alternatives options available. We made it a little bit more specific. He said someone is giving an online contribution for the work session.
Which page is it? Sorry.
Hmm?
Four.
Of the scenario.
Four. What was the edition?
Someone is giving an online contribution for the work session.
As a setting.
As an extra
or
setting.
Or also it was thinking back to during COVID, we did a lot of online contributions. We never thought of offering this. It was never asked to us, but it could also come from us. The next
mm-hmm.
next epidemic in which we are locked in.
Yeah, for equal rights, we had two possibilities. First one, we move everything to Zoom. All is captioned all the time.
Wow.
To Zoom all the time?
All is captioned all the time.
Okay.
This is the UK.
But there is the long term is we work with Ligue des Droits de l'Homme and mobilize to get some EU money to support the development of PLOS support for BDD.
Yeah. Can I propose like a gray area solution as well? Just because OpenAI has also Whisper, but it's free and it's offline, so you don't really eat the monster again. But
the data is trained.
Oh yeah, exactly.
So what?
That's
you're getting a black box.
Yeah.
I mean, no, let's say a closed box.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We did.
But that's then for afterwards. That's
yeah.
our after. We had we have an afterthought on
yeah.
that as well.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to do the revolutionary?
Yeah. So the revolutionary is we actually move the whole event at someone's, and we bring a sign language translator with us. And we first of all rob a bank to help the.
We don't do online. Online,
so we rob a bank,
We rob a bank to be sure to always allow payment for a sign language translator, and we can also
go there
all
by
of
train.
Them.
Like we travel all the time.
By train.
Sign language. And we get trained. Sign language translator, and we get trained. That's what you said?
No, we take the train. So we go
we
to the
bag.
We don't do online stuff anymore. So we need to travel all of that. Yeah, but that's
get
the next one.
For
that's the next one.
It's nomadic meeting.
It's nomadic.
Train.
Learning to
this train.
It's nomadic meeting
instead of online.
And you wouldn't buy a train? No.
The problem
the
is the dealing with you being able to use the tracks. But that's another problem.
The tracks are the train tracks, but does it exist like an independent law?
Yeah,
like
there are deals with using train tracks from different companies,
cool.
And it's very complex. Separatism. We all already know sign language. We don't hire anyone who doesn't know it.
So we learned sign language.
No, we know it.
It's
no,
a case
but it was
in which we know it,
that's
and
separatism.
We do not hire anyone
we
that doesn't
know. Oh no, that's the supremacism. supremacy. We already know it.
Because
we all learn.
Yeah,
we learned sign language, no? Because we don't know it, so no sign language. We don't need to hire anyone.
Yeah, no, that's a separatism.
Do we know all of them?
All types of
sign yeah,
language.
We know several
languages.
French,
French.
Wow.
French.
Yeah.
Is that also a funding issue? Or are you like, just going to watch free YouTube videos?
We also rob a bank.
Yeah.
Actually, robbing a bank is in all of them.
That's the main strategy.
It is not that I think about it. In the Gizna also, there's one we might have to rob a bank, so maybe we should do things together.
I think that the separatism and the supremacism, we also had trouble.
Mixing them up.
Yeah. So then the separatism is that we all learn sign language, and we only speak in sign language on Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
Why Tuesday?
No. Because we need to separate something.
Because we always have the new kids on Tuesday. Could you imagine? Okay.
It's okay, because we all know sign.
I guess, yeah.
But who takes notes?
Yeah, I mean, we don't need them. Visual memory.
Yeah.
Differential.
Do you want to do the differential?
The differential is that we do include some free software that does it through our live stream, but we also make a setup in which we have we pay some live transcribers to transcribe in a pod.
Three.
And as it is in a pod, also participants can add elements that can escape to the transcribers and to the automated translation. And that's some setup. Yeah, because
and
we did oscillate in between captioning
and
sign language, because we switched into, I mean, the scenario is more precise, because it also says the type of access, but then we switched into sign language, because I think it was the trip of robbing a bank that directed us there.
But we did say, like, what can be transcribed on beforehand is done on beforehand.
Right.
And then, yeah, you hire three professional live transcribers because they have to be able to alternate. And sign language everywhere. And so then at the end, we unrolled the mat and we started looking into open source transcription possibilities. So we had a little look at whisper.cpp. And then apparently there is a plugin for BBP called Kali or something. And, So then we thought, let's talk with Denis and see if we can install that plugin. So yeah, and then one of the things we thought, Kaldi, K-A-L-D-I, to look into it for the work session, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious, for the scenario as well, do you also consider live translations as well, or only transcriptions?
By humans or by...?
In any case.
Mm.
I think sometimes the pads are pretty literal, depending on who's taking notes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not translation, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But at one point, like, we did one event with where we really hired note takers. And that was the pads were very precise.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also some people we know that are very... But that's not translation, so, yeah. Yeah. But it's a wormhole.
No, but it's nice. This gave some pretty practical direction of asking Denis, and then we can test and see how, yeah, how also how does it compare to the commercial, like the, I mean, it's released as open source, but of course it comes from a company, but I think it's practical and it is, yeah, if we find out it is decent, then it's something we can always have as an option.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But yeah, so if I'm going to ask more questions, if I understand it correctly, so like the software is open source, but then there's an amount of neural networks that have been trained
mm-hmm.
with English, probably.
Oh, no, it's like for 30 different languages.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, definitely Dutch and French is in there. So you could do both transcription and translation
right.
if you wanted.
But then you have to, this, is it a database?
Oh, yeah. No, it's like a, what do you call it? That's like, I mean, it's like any software that you can run up in the command line. So
okay.
It's just like
bash.
Yeah, essentially. So yeah, have you ever used llamas?
What?
Llamas from Meta? They're like the large language model. Anyway, you could just download their model and use it as is, and it doesn't keep anything, but you also don't download the database, you just download the parameters.
The connections, the parameters.
Yeah. So there's no internet connection required.
Oh, yeah.
So, just download it on your computer, run it in the terminal, have it. Yeah. Just run it.
Okay. So it's us now. We didn't follow so well the exercise.
No,
now
no
we're
scenarios.
We kind of just started to discuss because
we
were looking at the different scenario, and then Christine shared like there was something that in the museum you've had in mind for a long time, and that you're trying to like a sort of mission that you've been trying to follow in different ways, and that mission came also from like a realization that Dr. Gisela Museum was museum on psychiatry, and that the team wanted to change that, and that the museum becomes a museum in or with psychiatry, so it's not on anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And in what way could you do that?
Yeah.
And so we...
Because we felt that people who have to deal with psychiatric issues, that they were sometimes scared to enter the museum, they were not that they don't have the same ideas of our expo and our objects that we presented, and voila.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to change and what
mm-hmm. because what we discussed is this two side, like so the a bit the mission of the museum is in on one side give like helping out say people with psychiatric issues, helping out and being so a place of support or a place of meeting, but then also towards a larger public to sort of I don't know, remove maybe feelings of fear towards mental issues. And so there's those two sides, and that maybe the museum was not really doing so well in both sides because the previous exhibition was maybe a bit too spectacular and not really giving a real idea of the experience of psychiatry, maybe in the past but not in the present. And so one thing, and then the other thing, the fact that people with, who would relate to the people who were shown in the museum didn't feel safe to go, it's also like, okay, so the museum is not doing its work. So we thought of different, I don't know, strategies that could be tried. And then actually when I was proposing something, it was also close to some of the things you're already trying. So.
Yeah, of things, ideas you gave also. So the equal rights, it's more of the fact that some people of the hospital or patients who had to deal with depression or a psychotic period, that they also work in the museum, also work in the team. But we were discussing that, of course, here in this country, some people who have severe psychiatric issues, they are in retirement or they don't have to work anymore, and then they can volunteer in the museum. But equal rights, we should say that people have also a contract in the museum as we have, but for the moment it's not radical. They are volunteering and they are a bit a separate group, of course. But okay, that's one. The revolutionary, it's the idea of our artistic director for the new presentation of our permanent collection. He wants to make a presentation room where there are all objects about history of psychiatry, and that visitors themselves can remove the objects, move new objects, so make the exposition themselves. I think you will see when you come in December. It will be open end November, so we have to do such radical things in our exposition.
We were also thinking of like removing the church.
The chapel. Let me talk also about the openness of the sitter. And it was in remembrance of Dr. Ghislain, because Dr. Ghislain was a revolutionary. And he wanted openness, because now it's a closed sitter, and the chapel wasn't there. He didn't want the chapel. So we want, if you come in December, you took your material and we will destroy the chapel, we make holes in the chapel, open up the city. Yes, that was also
I'm not sure we had the super, like everyone we were a bit uncomfortable with, so I'm not sure we went into the supremacism one.
It's a that was, I mixed up, the of making the exposition. That we don't make the expo. We let the other people make the expos.
Right.
I mixed up a bit with the revolution.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe like the idea of like because we were looking at different examples of like also places and I don't know, activist group in Brussels who do a lot of activities with for people with mental issues, but do also a lot of activities, like some closed, some open, so that actually it's not like an ostracized. I don't know, operation where actually there's also a normalization of what mental health problem can be. And so the supremacism was maybe just only people with a mental health issue would do an exhibition, and there would not be any discussion with people who don't.
That's also separatism.
Yeah, it's also
that's
kind of separatism.
That, you leave the institution, the psychiatric hospital, and you meet your own community. Like Vienna Cocktail and Waterloo.
Mm-hmm.
You make another place.
Yeah.
Of make another museum, Dr. Gislain, elsewhere. But I think we go for the differential that we will, like we are doing, the communication, right? And working together, like we did a few years ago. We made a podcast during Corona time with people who are addicted, and it was an exposition with Joachim Kuster about addiction, and then we made the podcast with the people of the Sleutel organization.
And there was also a compromise with the chapel of not destroying it, but removing all the doors and opening it up, so it's just like at least visually when you arrive in the parking,
the
chapel is not obstructing the...
We will not rob a bank, we will... our sponsor, Jan de Nouwel, financial.
not robbing a bank.
Is Jan de Nouwel
sponsor? Dat is toch niet recording,
hè? Ja?
Ah, dat had er maar over. Dat is toch niet officieel?
No.
Maar wij hopen dat wel.
Is dat een sponsor?
Jan de Nouwel is onze hoofdsponsor.
Oh,
wow. En SAS voorzitter van de Raad van
Bestuur. Maar lees ik.
Ja, die moet dat er wel af.
We speak about it later.
Yeah.
And the separatists, did you mention the separatists also?
Well, that was the fact that,
yeah,
a bit about anti-psychiatry, close all hospitals, a new way of dealing with psychiatric issues and
heal everywhere.
I wanted to share this example. I don't think dementia is part of a psychiatric. What is it? I'm not sure. No, dementia.
Yeah,
it's not part of a psychiatric. We shouldn't say. But I just wanted to show it as an example because in Japan, there's like a big culture of trying to include people with dementia or Alzheimer's in society. And it started like with one person who had dementia but still wanted to continue to contribute to to life and just do whatever. So he started a cafe with his friends to continue to work in a cafe. And that kind of propagated throughout the whole country. And there is a link that I put, and there are like now 8,000 cafes around Japan.
Oh.
And it's really like embedded in the culture of Japan, and it's super accepted now, and it's very well known. And if you go to a cafe that is one of these dementia cafes, they call them, you know what to expect. Because you will not get a
Sorry,
coffee.
Sorry, I forgot your order.
Yeah.
You get
another.
Why are you here?
Surprising. It's funny because I heard something very opposite of photojournalist who did a whole investigation in Japan, because he visited Japan for different reasons, but he realized he would see a lot of elderly people sleeping in the streets, because of course there's the aging the population is really aging in Japan much more than in other places, and he tried to figure out why, and he realized that all of those people had dementia, and so because because there's more older people, it means that the support, like financial, the resources needed for helping elderly people in Japan is becoming too heavy for the work being forced, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the people who need the care actually just end up in the street. And so he did this whole like super long investigation of several years, and you see that the population is growing in the street, or just demented elderly in Japan.
But maybe that explains the urgency as to why it is.
Totally.
Yeah.
No, because you're saying it's so in the culture, but it's also seen.
But it's because of the reality that.
Yeah.
You also see a lot of people in the streets in Brussels are psychotic.
But I wouldn't see there's a culture of care for psychotic people in Belgium.
Mm.
No.
Or for poor people. You know, some
people without papers.
Yeah.
So I know
that's
it's
really
not
cool.
Part of the psychological.
But in the past it was. People who are mentally retarded, who were dementia, No, that's more professional help, and there is professional help for dementia, or addiction, and it's all separated.
But it used to be all put together. Yeah.
And in the past, it was all together. Even in Dr. Gizan, there were children. Huh?
Yeah.
Children who were mental. Again, there are children now. And Dr. Gizan, the child psychiatrist, a new hospital.
But I just put it there, it's not about dementia per se, but just like how
it's the same strategy.
Maybe if you find the documentary.
I was not a documentary, it was an exhibition in Namur that I went to see, and the guy gave a talk, but I can find back his name.
Yeah, it would be cool.
Yeah, we'll
I'm sorry you have to leave. Thank you so much for organizing it.
Thank you.
It's super nice to meet you and your colleagues and people from Guy. So and you.
Yeah, that was the first time.
Next time, you know, lots of things to process.
Yeah.
It's really good. And we keep in touch also.
Certainly.
We're going
to
prepare the Queen Nicola intervention.
Yeah.
Doing something with
Queen
Nicola.
And the museum night.
There's a museum night on the 5th.
Yeah, in the week that you are.
In December.
The
it is museum night.
Of course,
yeah.
The 6th of December.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the 5th.
Yeah,
like
the
5th.
Yeah,
I thought we were
about
Queen Nicola is, you know, Sintek Flash.
There's
also Queen Nicola. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, wow. Pushed out of a lot of. Because there is quite a right wing thing.
Salut, Chesca.
Yeah.
Ciao.
Peter,
do you want to get
food? Get
food,
Peter.
Yeah, it's a lot. I think he's in a hurry.
Some people wanted didn't want her in official buildings.
But it was
also a lot of political.
I see.
There was an old issue going on.
What was it, in Antwerp or in Ghent?
Wow. Because
there was a lot of nasty issues.
So they had to move her somewhere else to avoid that, to protect her and the people who were going to the event.
But it did go through in Ghent.
It did go through,
but
it was not cancelled.
I think somewhere else it didn't go through.
But they moved it just to avoid that.
It
was safer space.
Wow.
Nasty trolling.
Okay.
Is there something you want to say to close?
We can do a round. It's always fun.
A round of words.
So something we with Christine we did talk about is how to relay and already not be too late in connecting with regards to the work session because they have a lot on their plate already.
A lot. This year.
And I think we should before the summer meet.
Yeah. I will reconnect with my colleagues next week or the week then. Certainly, because after it's vacation time. And then we can meet with you again.
Yeah, it would be good to have a kind of planning a bit about what we want and also to look at the practicalities. That we mentioned already. That is all.
Okay.
Passport case is like in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
Like Carnival was last week, no?
Yeah.
What?
I feel like Carnival holidays were like just last week.
But
it's also because now the French.
The
French are the same, man.
That's horrible.
That's difficult.
It's getting really complicated.
It was nice. I'm glad I wasn't sick.
Take some food.
Very glad that you were here also.
And also to Sarah and Felicity.
Sarah and Felicity.
It's also honestly like a super interesting perspective and input that you brought every time, because it's from a different situation, but also different practices and different public work, for instance, that we really don't do. So it was really precious, actually.
Okay.
And also so many practices and mode of doing that Islam develops, but does not really, it's not that you publish a paper on how you do this thing, so it's
we are low profile.
It's like the same, like this podcast, it's not possible to find it. Like
why?
You do a whole podcast,
it's
interesting.
Because we are, always on meetings.
They did a podcast on addiction, like we mentioned. And and the idea was like maybe also continuing this practice of podcast, because it's a nice like format that can involve different people, people really connected to the team. But then I was trying to find a podcast, but on the website
but
we don't find it.
I think it is because we are always very close to the expos. So we already forgot the expo about Joachim Kester and addiction. We are now focused on comics
and focused on our new
presentation and all the rest. We
rotate
very connected to the expo. That's temporary.
So you feel there's no really some work done with archiving?
No, we are.
Because it seems you would
it's a mentality that we are always in the actuality
in the
of the
event.
Expo.
Maybe an idea that in the coming weeks, when things that we did this week resonate with things done in the past, maybe we can send a collection of materials that we, like for example, this podcast or other things that might interest us, and we can do the same.
Yes.
So how do you write it? Joachim?
Ik
vind het inderdaad niet.
Nee?
De podcast, nee.
Ah ja, de podcast niet, maar Amos kunstenaar. Maar nee, maar de podcast is ook niet direct aan hem geleerd.
Ik heb de expo gezocht.
Ah, ja, maar ja. Dat is allemaal waar, denk ik. Allee, die water staat wel in onze schever, of dat samen, ik weet niet, in de taal dat jullie spreken, en op onze server, of ik weet niet of, Now, for the moment, there are other podcasts made by Steen van Heulen, is expert on psychotic. He's a professor on the university, and he made and also working with patients, and he made a podcast with persons who tell
with
about their
left
experience.
Or
and it's now in the museum.
But
that one is on the University of Ghent podcast that you can hear.
Ik heb dat persoonlijk gekocht. Ja, dat is perfect. Dus geen probleem.
Ja?
Ik ga misschien jouw IBAN via mail sturen.
Ja, oké. Wacht, hè. Dus weekendticket dat ik nu gekocht heb, maar
daar
kan
ik
nog
niet.
Dus maar 12 euro.
Maar
misschien wel, maar wat gaan we hiermee doen? Dus, kan je dat nog gebruiken of niet? Anders doe ik het ook op het museum, hè. En doe enkel deze.
Want we hebben al eentje, die is niet, we hebben al eentje daar. Dus misschien.
Dat is hier wel, hè?
Ja, misschien ik kan deze.
Ja, is goed. En dat houden we voor het museum.
Ja, misschien wat
ik wil
niet zeker.
Doe eentje, dus
ja,
dat is 102.
Ja.
En dan moeten we het ticketje nemen van dan. Wacht,
dat is 10 maart, denk ik.
10 maart,
dat is goed.
Yes, let's stop it.
Dus vroeger was het 90, denk ik. Het is een beetje opgestaan. Het is opgestaan. Ja. 10, hè?
Maar,
ja. 10
maar. Ja.
Dus
ik heb de 10.
Oké, dankjewel. Ja, dat is van mij.
En hebben jullie samen gebracht met Sarah?
Ja, dat staat er allemaal op.
Oké, super. Dus ze hebben niks meer.
Dan gaan wij nog zien.
Ja, want ik ben niet zeker als ik jou midden... Enfin, we willen niet zo...
Dus nee, dat maar wij wel.
Dat kan wel.
Dat heb ik. Oké.
Christine?
Ja?
Ik heb een vraag.
Ja?
Maybe. I'll do it in English. Yes.
Ah, no, ja. Yeah.
Sorry, Sarah. It's because I didn't manage to bring it up, but it's about the widget that you have.
Yeah.
And I wonder if you were part of the process or if you had some more context to it.
Yeah. I was in the process with the other 9 museums in Ghent,
mm-hmm.
and it was a pilot project from the Flemish department.
Mm-hmm.
I have the contacts
mm-hmm.
of these people who made that.
Yeah.
Do you want the contact?
No, it's not about the contact, it's more about how did it came to be.
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah,
we made it together, what will be in this widget, and then the technici of the Flemish department made it.
So you actually created...
Yeah, we created what would be in it.
Mm.
The physical things, the belief in it, the...
Yeah.
Because each museum, me too, have a code to come in the widgets.
Mm.
And we can, for example, put a film in it, put other things.
Mm-hmm.
We had to work on it. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
It really caught my eye how you have like these filters.
It is with filters.
And it's like you have this medical, physical disabilities, and then you have one for autism.
Yeah.
Do you know why this was decided?
Who decided?
No, not who, but like, why was it decided in this way?
It's of course it starts with the separate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what we want to do is to be inclusive.
Yeah.
But if you are, for example, focused on a certain issue like deaf, or then it's interesting to see if an institution has something that can.
Yeah.
Fulfill your needs.
Mm-hmm.
That's thought. Eh?
Because there's a small variety of physical impairment,
mm-hmm.
but there's just one neurodiversity, the autism, that is there.
Yeah.
And so we wondered, like, is there a reason? Because you could have put other neurodiversity.
Yeah.
Like, why was there a focus on autism?
I think maybe we should look at it again, but it's very difficult because it's, I think, was almost 2 years we were busy with that.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it's almost 2 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe we have to look at it again.
Yeah.
But it's a pilot project. Huh? It's I think there are issues that are discussable and that are not really...
Yeah.
Any more conform, like.
But it caught our eyes also through, from at least for me personally, also it caught my eyes, but also I don't know much, so I wondered, like, if you had some maybe through the experience of doing some work with a different group in the museum and,
mm-hmm.
and doing some guided tour, that in your experience there was like a need, maybe more, like a sharper need.
Yeah.
A more precise need for autism that you had for other neurodiversity.
Yeah. But autism is, you have a lot of, autism is a spectrum.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We in the museum are not that specialized for people. What you can see on some websites, on some museums, that they have 10 pages of how a person with autism can reach the expo, can walk in the expo, but we have in the Museum of Lausanne, we don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And for the moment, we are very busy with the mini design, the package for people with the mental, but we are not specialized in...
Mm-hmm.
You can be specialized.
Did you...
Because it's too...
And did you get a chance to have, because we've discussed this... Ah, was it yesterday? Maybe. We've discussed the possibility of, like, you know, doing test run of certain of the things we print. No, it was not yesterday either. And so I wondered, like, did you get a chance with this widget to have like some I don't know, people trying it and saying like how it was useful or how it wasn't useful?
Yeah. But we did it but, for our Munich's land.
Yeah, with the Munich's
land. We did it,
yeah.
but and it was, but that's also the thing, because a mental impairment, you have people with a mental retarding that are like someone from 2 years, cannot read, cannot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have youngsters who are. Who can read, who are busy with a lot of things, who look television. And it's also, it's like autism, it's a spectrum.
Yeah, it's very wide.
You have to search for something.
Yes.
Me and my colleague, we are looking for the Mini Gisla. That's also for children, but it's also for adults with a mental impairment. And then you have to look from, it can be childness, but it has to be at the IQ from a child, and then you have to look. And I showed to you, then you look for an artist who can put a little drawings.
Yeah,
and
But
it's very difficult to find.
Because I think we also so used to look at tools and what the tool, what does it impose. I think the widget, the structure of, you know, having those filters and having those ticking box already impose a sort of like it imposes a sort of categorization that might not be so useful if you think of certain impairment as being on most of them actually as being on the spectrum. But it's of course we don't have any answer. Huh? It's just that trying to think. How that that experience of the that reality of the spectrum can be thought of while making an accessibility page, while making it clear guidelines or clear information on how to access the space. Like it's not like we have those answers, but for us, like this clear, ticking boxes was a bit like, we probably, We were just wondered.
For example, a few months ago, there was a group of people who were blind or not.
Sighted,
And then they asked, the only thing that they ask is the expo accessible? Is there a guide who can do a specialized tour?
These boxes
It's the need.
These boxes are.
They're looking at the website and looking, is there something that's express accessible for?
Do you know if in the parkour of the Flemish pilot project is it like something that's following, that's coming up, or is it like
finished? No, I think because you said it's a
book. No, but a few weeks ago we changed everything about accessibility of the tram because in Ghent the tram is.
It's
problem, and we changed it, and we were connected with the team, and they said, if you want to do all the things,
they are
still busy with but normally it should be also translated in English, I think. There's no money of that.
Do you have documentation of that process of making?
Yes,
like
I will send you the contact from the department.
But you don't have like documentation of the process on making the widget and like making.
That's very technical.
Maybe it's not just for Dr.
It's,
Dizab,
too
just like
for
it's for the museum in Ghent.
So,
and they wanted to do for other cultural organizations.
Yeah.
The pilot project was the. 10 museums in Ghent.
So
all the museums in Ghent, for example, when you look at Beaux-Arts of SMOC, they will have the same page.
But it's not that they kept like the how they came.
There is to Hankelijk Vlaanderen. But
you have a lot of things.
It's not that you can see how they came to make this decision of putting these four communities. It's not something that you decided, but it's just like in general.
Because we, we take notes of everything, and sometimes when we want to figure out how the conversation went, we have those pad, but indeed it's not always, it's not a practice that is so spread. But
curious.
Uh-huh.
It's Toegankelijk Vlaanderen.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But for us, we're interested in this widget, like what it does, what it
yeah.
proposes,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's a meeting, like you said, you were sort of separated. There was first people deciding what should be in, and then
mm-hmm.
people deciding how those things that should be in, how they should be.
Mm-hmm.
The
technicians did
so
the work.
Yeah,
yeah.
So there's,
yeah.
there's separation,
yeah.
And,
yeah.
and for us it would be interesting to try to think those two things
together.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why we're interested in that example.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I understand.
No, I can't stay here.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah.
You can ask me everything.
Yeah,
you can mail me.
Okay, thank you.
But I just wanted to ask it now.
Yeah, because
yeah.
next week you forgot
yeah,
well, about me. Yeah.
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 No.
No.
But it will be, yeah, we'll all be in other.
Yeah, 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 but that is so far.
Oh,
okay.
Ja,
zeker.